The title of our study is Selective Laser Trabecular Plasty as Adjunctive Treatment for Open Angle Glaucoma vs. Following Incisional Glaucoma Surgery in Chinese Eyes. The aim is to study the long-term effects of selective laser trabecular plasty, SLT for short, on intraocular pressure and the number of glaucoma medications used in Chinese eyes. This is a retrospective study. 75 eyes of 17 patients were with open-angle glaucoma, and eyes with prior glaucoma surgery were included. And there are 36 patients in the group of open-angle glaucoma, and 39 patients were included in prior glaucoma surgery group. Changes in mean IOP and number of glaucoma medication were evaluated at 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and 36 months after laser treatment. So, the mean age was 44 years old. The mean pre-SLT IOP was 22 millimeters mercury in open-angle glaucoma and 22 millimeters mercury in prior glaucoma surgery group. The intraocular pressure significantly reduced after the treatment of SLT until 6 months. The intraocular pressure of some patients elevated again at 6 months. To control the intraocular pressure, some patients received retreatment of SLT and were given more topical IOP lowering medications. Ever since then, the intraocular pressure was reduced significantly. By the end of 3 years of our observation, the average intraocular pressure decreased to 20 millimeter mercury in open angle glaucoma and 20 millimeter mercury in prior glaucoma surgery group. The number of glaucoma medications used were significantly reduced until the end of the 3 years compared to the baseline. So that means the laser treatment could reduce intraocular pressure as adjunctive treatment both in open-angle glaucoma group and prior glaucoma surgery groups. The residual function in the trabecular mushroom pathway still has potential to be modulated in post-surgery eyes, which provided the conditions for the SLT treatment. The laser treatment significantly reduced the number of glaucoma medications used following the treatment in glaucoma patients.